You'll see.
Well, it's a dry night tonight and dry kickoff to Tuesday, but a hot one again returns tomorrow. Gonna stay hot through the rest of the week. Rain chance goes up a little bit, but tomorrow it's around 30% or so for the afternoon, the high around lower to mid-90s. Overnight, Tuesday night drops to lows into the upper 70s. Wednesday, Thursday afternoon, scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms. Hottest temperatures around the middle 90s and feel like temperatures above 100. Ralph Sanji, WGSO. Do you need business funding? Do you have an active business checking account? Gross over $5,000 monthly? Have you been in business for 6 months or longer? 888-972-7436. Quick Funding Leasing also offers, if you own commercial property free and clear, borrow up to 70% LTV. They offer sales, lease, back equity funding, and bridge loans funding, equipment funding. Borrow up to 45 to 65% LTV on equipment you own. 888-972-7436.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
God-loving patriots, welcome to the Holy and Patriotic Jim Elias Show. My name's John Swisher, a.k.a. the Flaming Conservative, and Phil the Patriot, a.k.a. our Cajun Buccaneer, lead us in the prayer and pledge allegiance.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the burning, looting, murdering, Antifa servants of Satan from hell. Amen. We pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Holy Cross of Jesus Christ. And America, wake up. Amen.
Amen. Okay. Welcome, my ultra-mega deplorable dregs of society, a.k.a. gut-loving patriots. Welcome to the Holy and Patriotic Jim Elias Show for this week. This is the Flaming Conservative. And I want to start out with reading a story from Fox News. Ohio 10-year-old alleged rapist is a Guatemalan illegal immigrant ICE. This is a story about the 10-year-old who was raped and impregnated. The man charged with the rape of a 10-year-old girl in Ohio is a Guatemalan illegal immigrant, and Immigration and Customs Enforcement, a.k.a. ICE, source told Fox News Digital on Wednesday. The Columbus Dispatch first reported that Gerson Fuentes was arrested at the police, said he would confess to raping a child on multiple occasions. Wow, I didn't know that much. He has been charged with rape, and the outlet reported that he was possibly in the country illegally. The source told Fox that Fuentes is a Guatemalan national in the country illegally and that ICE has placed a detainer on Fuentes, which is a request he eventually be handed over to the agency for removal proceedings. ICE later confirmed to Fox News Digital that Fuentes in the U.S. is in the U.S. unlawfully. On July 13th, officers with U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Removal Operations lodged an immigration detainer on Gerson Fuentes following his arrest by the Columbus, Ohio Police Department for felony rape charges. Fuentes is currently in the custody of local officials at the Franklin County Jail, an ICE spokesperson said on Thursday. Fuentes has no previous immigration history. Yeah, nothing that's been recorded. The story of the alleged rape was initially published in the Indianapolis Star in the context of the victim reportedly having to cross state lines to Indiana to get an abortion, a 10-year-old getting pregnant? She is still a kid. She hasn't even developed yet. How in the hell this crap happened? Time to get the baseball bats out. Let me finish. To get an abortion due to the state laws, it was cited by proponents of abortion access, who highlighted it as an example of the consequences of access being limited. Now, for my take on this, if that was my daughter, there wouldn't be a death penalty or electrocution for him. I wouldn't waste one penny of taxpayers' dollars on this scumball. I would, if that was my daughter, I would be there with baseball bat, giving him an extremely slow and painful death. Forgive me, Lord, for saying that, but that is totally uncalled for. If he was looking for to get his rocks off, I mean, whatever, he could have went to a massage parlor and got a happy ending for $50. No, he got to take advantage of a kid. That is totally uncalled for. This guy deserves to be a slow death with baseball bats. Forgive me for saying death. I'm a pro-life guy. But this guy does not deserve to live. That little girl's going to be tormented in for the rest of her life. And when I heard that the mother sided with the rapist over her daughter. What's your take on that, Phil?
Yes, listen, brothers and sisters. The death penalty is in the Bible. But it's for those that are guilty instead of those that are innocent. And I'm telling you right now, they swap it on us right now. They tackled the parents over there at Uvalde, where we lost 19 children and two teachers. They tackled them, they tased them. The death penalty belongs to those that committed to death, not to those that tried to save life. Wake up, America. It's very obvious to me. How about you? Amen.
Wake up, everybody. Hug your kids every day. Watch your kids, especially at 10 years old. She's not even in puberty yet. She's not even developed. She's still a kid. This guy is beyond a sicko pervert. I'm repeating this over again. Phil, you want to go take a ride to Ohio without baseball bats? How many Patriots want to join? I am outraged. I want to go beat his brains in with a baseball bat.
I have a very good aluminum baseball bat that's light and he's very, very good. In fact, I have two of them, like the new Tom Bo. Brothers, sisters, we need to execute the wicked.
I have two baseball bats. My father's lead wooden bat, signed by Mickey Mantle of the Yankees back in the 50s, and I got an aluminum bat. Take your choice.
Execute the wicked, not the innocent. That's what happened over there at Uvalde. Those policemen ought to resign in disgrace. You know, if I was one of them, I couldn't look at my badge right now. You know, but I'm not one of them. I got a different badge. It's a cross on my chest right now.
Me too.
Amen.
I'm wearing my shirt right now. Stand for the flag, kneel for the cross.
Amen. I have one just like it. And I got my politics with a punch t-shirt that I plan on wearing the next time I go over there to the court of you. Maybe next month. We'll see.
Amen. And I think the mom ought to be beaten with a baseball bat too for siding with the rapist over her daughter. Come on, man. She, like Joe Biden said, come on, man. Okay.
They're murderers. They're the real executionists. The parents are not the problem. The rogue police are the problem. The FBI, the CIA.
We got a caller on the line. We're going to go to Matthew from Bissonnet Street. Go ahead. Good evening, Matthew.
Well, so I heard about this case, and from what I was able to look into it, and this is using other sources, not just Fox, apparently the mother helped facilitate this activity.
Really?
And the little girl, she was upset that she had to have the abortion, but she wasn't particularly upset about what the guy did.
I don't care if she was upset or not. If that was my daughter, baseball bat time, buddy.
Well, it was her daughter, so.
She sided with the pervert.
Right, but she's a pervert herself. And apparently they're working on making the daughter a pervert. So
no, it's not going to happen.
Well, I think it already has. But do you have a Rumble account?
I just opened one up.
Okay, great. That means you can use the search feature. And look on Rumble for the Hotel Paranoia.
Okay, we got to go to a break. This segment's just about over with. Call in, call us, 504-556-9696. Got to pay some bills.
You want to hold me over?
Yeah, we can hold hold that thought, Matthew. You're listening to Holy Patriotic GMLI on WGSO. It stands for Where Winning Gets So Outstanding. Be right back. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs.
Tom Fitzmaurice here with the Edible Dictionary Word of the Day, brought to you by Dornex, just voted one of the Food and Wine Magazine's top 20 regional supermarkets of all time. Today's Edible Dictionary Word is
fancy poached egg dishes. Most of the egg creations on Brennan's menu were French classics revived by Chef Paul Blanger, the original chef there. It shortly became clear that the ones people liked most were poached eggs, which few restaurants offered in the 40s. Set atop some flavorful food like ham, crab meat, cream spinach, and covered with hollandaise. From that came the endless variations we find today in any restaurant that serves Sunday brunch. The restaurants love such dishes. Few menu items carry as low a food cost percentage as do eggs.
Join us for the Food Show every weekday right here on WGSO, 2 to 4. See you then.
Nones area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, a.k.a. Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734.
A business without signage is like a car with a flat tire. It's not going anywhere fast. Sir Speedy can change that. We're a trusted resource for sign design and production. Whether you need trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, window decals, wall graphics, or more, Sir Speedy's sign capabilities can help your business get noticed. Call us today at 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do it.
I picked some good bumper music.
Go ahead.
I picked some good bumper music. Welcome back, Holy Patriotic GMLI. Call in number 504-556-9696. Let's come up with any topics you got. Okay, Matthew, go continue.
Okay, so I found out about that parody, Hotel Paranoia, from Robert Malone's post on Gab and his Sunday Funnies, which I sent you some of them too. So another thing to I basically listen to on Gab is a podcast called In the Litter Box with Cat Turd and Jules. And today they had the inestimable Marjorie Taylor Greene on.
And who should be Speaker of the House when Trump becomes president again?
Well, that may happen, but she's just be content if the Republicans can take over and just put the brakes on the crazy coming out of the White House.
Okay. Well, the Republican Party is no longer the politicians' party. It's not the good old boys club anymore. It's the Patriots Party. Grassroots, my friend. And I want to go back to the rape by the illegal alien.
Okay.
What's your take on that? You think the guy ought to be sentenced to death for impregnating a 10-year-old?
Well, I think we should drop him back off in his home country.
Yeah.
And I don't think we should land the airplane.
After we finish beating him with baseball bats.
Nah, you know, I believe in giving helicopter rides to communists and to child rapists.
He's going to come back again if the wall's not built.
You didn't hear the part about landing the airplane, did you?
Repeat that again.
I said we should drop him off in his home country.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think he could land the airplane.
Without the parachute, I get it.
I'll pack the chute. Use plenty of duct tape.
Yep.
You know you need duct tape to pack parachutes, don't you?
Yep. What's your take on that, Josh? What's your take on that, Phil?
Yeah, listen, you know, I have a death penalty for this guy right now, Matthew. Let me ask you this, John and Matthew.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think this guy that raped this little child should be vaccinated and booster vaccinated every week, just like we're doing to our kids and our children and me and you right now.
Agree. So agree on that. Yes.
Vaccinate this guy to his dad.
Yes. You know something else? Well, you want to save taxpayer dollars? Go give the death row inmates at Angola the jab.
Cool. Well, okay, we can do that.
Don't do that to innocent Americans. Do it to guilty.
Right.
Jab all those death row inmates.
Well, yeah. We could do that. And another podcast that I listen to is Dinesh D'Souza. And that's on Rumble, too. I usually try to avoid listening to going on to YouTube. I hesitate to even lend them my eyeballs, even though still have some good content creators on there. But I mean,
you can subscribe to my YouTube page, Matthew, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya.
I subscribe to your YouTube page.
You do?
I am.
Thank you.
I just don't know when you post. I mean, do you have a schedule?
Sometimes I'm busy. I usually make a video every day.
Okay.
And I put this band I play with sometimes on there too, Nashville South.
You respond to comments.
I don't see any comments on my page yet.
Okay, well then I'll be sure to watch and I might leave you a comment or two.
Okay.
You know, one thing about Jeff is that he never looks at the comments on any of his videos. He doesn't respond to any of them. He's like, really? Come on, that guy. That's not how this works. Because when you respond to comments, the algorithm actually boosts you.
Right.
It says this is an active page.
Right.
This isn't just a commercial enterprise. It's one of the techniques for getting higher in the rankings, and your videos will show up more for people looking for that kind of content. But you're not a priority.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Matthew. Thank you for your call. I got callers coming in at the gazoo. Thank you, Matthew.
All righty then.
Talk to you next week. Ciao.
Wow.
Okay, now we go to Lewis from St. Rose.
Hey, gentlemen. I got a question for you guys. My heart's kind of heavy today, you know, just with all the trouble in the world. And I always enjoy y'all's program. It's not you guys that got me down, but
Well, thank you. Thank you, Lewis.
I have two sons, and I would like more sons, but when I look at the the evil that's going on, and I know what the future holds. I know that the time ahead is going to be even more troubling. It's so hard to, you know, bring more innocent little babies into a world like this. And I just wanted y'all's comment on, if you know, part of me, you want more Christian warriors to fight the fight, you know?
That's
but
right.
On the flip side, you know, I mean, you think of how much they have to go through. I mean, life is difficult. I mean, the Bible says that, you know, life is hard and it's full of sorrow.
It's storms of life. The Bible says we've got to go through the storms of life before we get the big breakthrough from God. I'm going through that right now myself.
Yeah, and I know I need to give it to God and trust Him, but it's like, how many sons do you have? And it's like, is that even my decision, you know? And I just wanted y'all's opinion on that. I'll hang up and listen.
That's okay. I mean, but my opinion, I mean, give it to God, stay the course, put God first. God needs to be back in the center of the family, the schools, and everything else. And in the churches, my church I go to, they do talk politics because that's very important. We need more conservative elected officials that are God-centered. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, Lewis.
All right. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Now we go to Eric from Kenner. Good evening. Yeah. Eric, welcome to the Holy Patriotic Jim Elias Show.
Hey, Flaming Conservative. How are you and Phil?
We're all very blessed.
That's great. Hey, you know, I'd just like to point out, you know, I'm pro-life also, but, you know, I just think that here in our state that they took it too far with the no exceptions for rape, no exceptions for incest, and then you see we have cases like what happened to that little girl where now she's got to go to another state in order to have an abortion done. If that would have happened here, it would have been the same thing. There should be some you know, common sense exceptions for things like this, because I mean, this isn't an isolated thing. It's going to continue to happen where you have people, and this is one of my problems with the Democratic Party, is that they believe in sexualizing young children.
Tell me about it.
Well, I know.
Right? I see these dance companies with girls under 10 years old. They put a bunch of makeup on them, tight leotards, where their butts be hanging out and stuff.
Well, yeah, you have that. And then you have the Democratic Party where they wanted to push for a long time an underage girl to have an abortion and not let either one of her parents know.
Hold that thought, Eric.
Okay.
Stick with me for the next segment. We've got to go to a break, guys.
Okay.
You listen to Holy Patriotic Jim Elias on WGSO 504-556-9696. Be right back. By Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP & Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Louisiana Radio Network. I'm Brooke Thorington. State District Judge Donald Johnson says he'll decide tomorrow if abortion ban trigger laws can go into effect. In the meantime, abortions remain legal in Louisiana. Attorney General Jeff Landry, who's representing the state and says the ban should take effect, faced pro-choice protesters outside of a Baton Rouge courtroom today. The Louisiana Office of Juvenile Justice continues to be plagued with incidents. Over the weekend, six inmates escaped from the Bridge City Center for Youth. All six have been recaptured, but Marrero Senator Patrick Connick questions if the extra personnel to assist the OJJ is in effect.
Were they there? I don't know. We're trying to find out from the Office of Juvenile Justice. But we had an escape again, and this is like the 27th escape this year. And as a result, you have a man in a hospital. When is enough enough?
LRN.
Tiger Rag. Three-time Home Depot Coach of the Year. Two-time AP College Football Coach of the Year. 11 seasons at Notre Dame. Two college football playoff appearances. And now, the head coach of the LSU Tigers, Brian Kelly. Brian
Kelly. What the fadizzle?
I know LSU fans will love Brian
Kelly. I'm excited.
Success follows him everywhere he goes. All he does is win.
The winningest coach in Notre Dame history.
Tiger Rag Magazine will be there as LSU ushers in a new era on the gridiron.
He wants to win a championship.
His plan to take this program to the next level
is
the same as ours.
Under the bright lights.
Not here to taste success.
I want to be.
He's here to sustain.
On the Broadway stage.
Shows where LSU is as a program right now.
We have a lot of talent and a lot of talent coming in.
Super excited.
I want the fans here early, tailgating and having a great time and filling the stadium and being enthusiastic.
Find Tiger Rag on newsstands and online at TigerRag.com.
After damage by Hurricane Ida, call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents, plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at C. Freeman Enterprises, 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana, 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jambalaya. That bumping music you're hearing is Crucified by Leland Axe. Leland Axe will be coming out with a new CD sometime in August. Okay, back to you, Eric from St. Rose.
Yeah, it's actually Kenner, but that's a Kenner. Close. Hey, yeah, you know, but like we were talking about earlier was, you know, one of my problems with the Democratic Party is their obsession about sexualizing kids, okay?
And, they're perverts. You know,
for a very long time, they were pushing to have little girls underage to be able to get an abortion without letting either parent know. And many people speculated that this was because of pedophiles, like, for example, Jeffrey Epstein.
Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton, who may get an underage girl pregnant, and then that way she can hurry up, go have an abortion done. Her parents would notice she had been raped. You know, and then the other thing is when you have the Democratic Party pushing these things like drag queen story times with little kids, you know, it's one thing if this is a college student or if this is a high school senior, you know, somebody who's 18 or over, and that if they want to go be exposed to that in a classroom, that's fine. But I mean, when you have little kids, you know, 6, 7 years old, sitting on somebody's lap in what's called a drag queen story time, I think any parent in their right mind would have a problem with that.
I agree with that. Well, don't you know Bill Clinton is the self-proclaimed sexual healing president and Barack Obama is the self-proclaimed homeboy president?
Well, you know, look, I don't know. Do you guys ever listen to other radio stations? Like, for example, like National Public Radio?
I can only listen to it for maybe 5 minutes. I start throwing things against the wall. I used to listen to WWL. I can't even listen to that anymore. Scoot is such a liberal. I like Scoot, don't get me wrong, but he's the totally opposite of us.
Well, you know, I had recently called in to National Public Radio, and this was a nationwide, you know, call, and they actually played my call on the air, and of course they didn't agree with it, and so later on that night I listened to the podcast, and guess what? They edited out my phone call.
Of course, that's a liberal.
Exactly.
Did you hear about President Trump's interview on 60 Minutes? They edited out a lot of his interview. They try to make him look bad. CBS, Clinton Broadcasting System.
Well, it just goes to show you how dishonest the media is. You know, if people think back to this whole thing that kind of started this whole thing was the remember the shooting, the George Zimmerman trial.
Yes.
NBC took his 911 call and edited it. They took out parts of it to make them look like he was offering info to say that, oh, this is a black person, when he didn't do that. The operator had asked him, is this person white, black, Latin? And when he answered it, so NBC took it upon themselves to edit it to basically just make him look bad. And, you know, I can't trust the media like that. I can't trust the mainstream media. I don't think anybody in their right mind.
The media is the right arm of the Democrat Party. Gone are true journalists like Alec Gifford, Buddy DiLiberto, Bill Elder, who told it like it was. Not today. You got commentators. You don't have real journalists. Even the local news.
Unfortunately so. Yeah, unfortunately so. You have people who are advocates of the Democratic National Party and its agenda, and they come on the news and they give you their spiel of it. I mean, it's pretty obvious, even when you watch the local news.
I'll give you an example. Fox 8. I'm not gonna mention her name, but the day Joe Biden got installed. He was not elected. He was installed by the cabal as president. One of them young anchors on there was making a fist pump and said, Joe Biden going to be inaugurated today for president.
Joe Biden's going to be inaugurated for president today. Yes, yes, yes. She was actually fist pumping on air. Everybody could see that.
Right. Well, you know, I think back to when Trump was first elected in 2016, and when you saw people on CNN crying because Trump got elected. I mean, that just shows you right there. I mean,
he got mean tweets.
Right, but I'm saying this is before he sent anything out. He had just been elected. But they were, you know, they were astonished that Hillary lost. And so they were crying on the air. I mean, so much for being fair and balanced. And then that's when the 4 years of the whole Russiagate started, you know. And you know what? The funny part about that is that, you know, the whole Russiagate is that these journalists, they won awards, okay? They won awards for coming up with fake news stories. And to this very day, not one journalist of any major broadcasting system has ever said, you know what, we got it wrong, to this very day.
Even Fox News is starting to turn liberal.
Well, you know, it's just, it's very trying times, man, when you have the mainstream media coming up with some agenda, and the only thing they seem to worry about is January 6th. But you know what? I think back to the summer of 2020 after George Floyd was killed, and, you know, that was called mostly peaceful protests. And those were hundreds of riots in which dozens, I think somewhere around three dozen people were actually murdered across America. But
yes,
you never hear that side of the story. It's always about January 6th.
Because Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer were the masterminds behind it. You see some of the pictures. You see Nancy's son-in-law, Michael Voss, that's her, one of her daughter's husband. He's standing with an Antifa punk.
Well, you know,
why was Donald Trump impeached for this? He told people to go peacefully. He didn't incite a riot.
Right. I mean, you know, but you know, during the summer of 2020, Kamala Harris, she was the nominee. She was telling people out on the street,
"Oh my
do
God.
Not stop." She was telling them, "Do not stop." And they weren't out there, you know, holding up a sign. They were out there looting, burning, pillaging, and she said that they should not stop. The reason she didn't want them to stop was because it was making Trump look bad in the run up to the 2020 election.
That's why they had this. I'm not gonna call it a pandemic. I'm gonna call it a scamdemic and plandemic. They brought COVID in. Coronavirus has been around for years. It's 99.9% survivable. These vaccines were produced to kill people. I know some hospital nurses, I'm not going to mention their names nor the hospitals for their safety. An automobile accident, they would classify that a fatality, an automobile accident, they would classify that COVID. For every COVID death, they get $25,000.
Right. Well, you know, anytime the government gets involved in healthcare, it's usually not a good outcome, especially when they're offering money, because, you know, systems are corrupt, people are corrupt, and so what was the end result? You had everybody dying from the same thing, whether they really had or not. You know, just because somebody had a positive COVID test,
I'm not jabbed, and I dare somebody try to jab me. Ivermectin, right, baby.
Well,
I don't even take flu shots anymore.
Well, I think COVID's going to be old news. I think that the new thing is coming out for the midterm election might be the monkeypox.
Yeah. Well, Bill Clinton had sex with a monkey.
Well, I'm not sure, but I think that might be the new excuse.
I hope I'm making you laugh.
Yeah, no, I think that might be the new excuse to have mail-in ballots for the 2020 midterm. The 2022 midterm.
This time we're not stupid. People are more awake. In the Bible, it says, "Beware of false prophets. A lion comes roaring." I think that was God's plan to expose the corruption in the swamp on both parties.
Right. Well, you know, some people said the election of Trump was a miracle because everyone going in, all the experts said that he had no chance of winning. And he pulled off an amazing win, an election that he should have lost. He actually won. And then the funny part was the election he should have won, he actually lost. I mean, and that was the funny part about it. And so, you know, that comes calls into question the research that was in my people, like the My Pillow guy.
Hey, Eric, can you hold on to the next segment?
I have something to say.
We got a break.
The father should not be visited on the children. You shouldn't murder the children over abortion. Wake up.
504-556-9696. You guys, go to the break. You're listening to Holy Patriotic Jim Malai on WGSO. Half damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com. New Orleans area Tiger fans, on your way to Alex Box Stadium to watch the baseball Tigers win the College World Series, and this fall, when you travel to Death Valley, aka Tiger Stadium, to watch Coach Brian Kelly win a national championship for the LSU Fighting Tigers football team, make that pit stop at Taylor's Express at 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, the heart of the River Parishes. Taylor's Express is the only truck stop in the River Parishes to offer non-ethanol gasoline for the best performance from your car or truck. Taylor's also has 4 diesel fuel pump islands for truckers to easily fuel their trucks. That's Taylor's Express, 964 Louisiana Highway 3125 in Gramercy, Louisiana, 225-869-1734. Need a new roof? See Freeman. Need your house totally renovated? See Freeman. You have storm damage? See Freeman. See the pros at See Freeman Enterprises. 1317 West Airline Highway, Suite L, La Place, Louisiana. 504-559-2275. Serving the River Parish area for over 20 years with your roofing needs. Okay, welcome back, Holy Patriotic Jim Malaya. Before I go back, I got a public service announcement to make. On Saturday, August 13th, 2022, at 7 p.m. at the Hilton New Orleans Riverside Hotel on Poydras Street, New Orleans, they got Sharon Bolin 25th Ministry Anniversary Gala. Plated dinner, silent auction, formal attire. RSVP at SharonBolin.com. She's a true lady of God. Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still with you.
You heard that? My little public service announcement?
I did.
I'm definitely going. I'm getting. Okay, I'm trying to seek God every day. I want to know more about Him. I mean, when you got nothing else, God is your. I mean, I want to know more about God. I want Him to be my buddy, just like my best friend Kurt.
Right. Right. No, I certainly agree with you on that one. And I think that, you know, if we did have that type of faith in America, you know, like a prayer in school, I think that would go a long way to kind of curb what's going on now. I think our society has just gone to hell in a handbasket. I actually think people think that they're at war with one another in this country. I mean, it has nothing to do with guns or access to guns. Because if they didn't have guns, they would use what? A kitchen knife, a car, a chainsaw, a weed whacker, a lawnmower. I mean, if you want to hurt somebody, there's a lot of things you can use to hurt them with. So, you know, I just think that the whole line about the Democratic Party that wants to start cracking down on guns, you know, I just think
no.
they're looking at the wrong thing. They should try to find out the reason why people want to hurt each other in the first place.
Yeah, people like you and me, we don't go around shooting people up. No, they're not coming to get my guns. I dare them come try to get my guns. They'll be met at the door with two hungry Rottweilers.
Well, the prime example of that was what happened over the weekend in that mall shooting in Indiana when you had a 22-year-old good guy with a gun that stopped the shooter before he could unload all these clips of ammo. And these are people just going to a shopping mall at a food court. And then all of a sudden, you know, you have this wacko shows up with a rifle and magazines full of ammo wanting to take out people in the food court. And luckily somebody did have a gun. A good guy did have a gun and he was able to stop it. And the police, you know, I'm not really sure what the makeup of that city is as far as if it's a Democrat city or not, but they had the sense to call this man a hero, which he actually is. Now, if that would have happened here in let's say Orleans Parish, he might, you know, who knows? He might be facing charges of his own.
Of course. I've heard of a couple of carjackers who got shot at and the victims went to jail. You ever notice, Eric, every time we have midterms, there's major school shootings?
Yeah, I mean, we seem to be having them a lot.
I think Soros is behind this. The Democrat Party is behind this.
It's all set up.
And you know something else about the genders in the Bible? They also say there's only male and female. There's no such thing as transgender.
Right, I know. There's, you know,
I'm jumping the gun.
Yeah. You know, a lot's changed since the Old Testament or the New Testament. But, I just really think that the Democrats Party's obsession with guns, you know, and part of it is if you watch Hollywood, right? All of these leftist actors say that they hate guns. But what happens when they do a movie? The first thing that they do is grab a gun and start shooting people with it. And, you know, a good example of that's what happened with Alec Baldwin. He talks about how he hates guns and hates the Second Amendment. But what did he do? He played around with the gun and killed somebody and seriously injured a second person with it.
Well, you know.
Maybe if he would have had some gun training, he would have known that you don't point a gun, even if it's a prop gun, you don't point it at someone. And then you have some safety protocols to make sure that you're not putting live ammo into it. You know, but that's Hollywood's obsession with guns. They hate it in their private life, but they love it in their, you know, when they're making films.
That's right. Yeah, Clintons were against guns, but you know what? They suicided a lot of people.
Hey, John, listen, I have something I want to say. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Phil.
Yeah, listen. Let me tell you, the Bible has no exceptions for murder or abortion in it. You know,
abortion is murder.
Abortion is murder. Just because some illegal alien raped a little child, he shouldn't murder that child. So they committed another sin again. You know, exceptions for murder should not exist.
This is my take on.
Hold the baby and have somebody adopt it.
That, thank you, Phil. That's my take on it. Someone has a gets pregnant, had the baby, they can't afford it, they can't take care of it. There's a lot of couples out there who cannot conceive children that would be more willing to adopt that baby and make it their own.
Don't murder the baby. The baby is a precious treasure. Every time there's an abortion, a precious treasure is being murdered. And right now, at three places in the state of Louisiana, babies are being murdered 24/7. Right now, they're cramming as many abortions and deaths into those clinics as possible because of that judge. And that judge has innocent blood in his hands, just like all those abortionists.
That makes me sick. I seen abortion on video one time. They actually showed how it's performed. Man, when they cut the head off that babe, oh, man, I want to cry.
Hey, man, you know what?
Eric, when you agree with me, Phil, when you agree with me, I think these doctors who perform abortion should get the baseball bat treatment, too.
They should get the death penalty because that's what they're doing.
With baseball bats.
The death penalty. Abort them. Don't abort the innocent babies. These babies are Joseph Mengele, Adolf Hitler, Karl Marx. All at the same time, Satan and the devil. That's what they're doing right now. And right now, all those three clinics in Louisiana right now are working 24/7, killing as many babies as possible. And that innocent blood is on those judges' hands. Wake up, America. Now, I want to say a prayer for the people right now. We the people must have a new American revolution. We must make America safe again, abortion-free again, sane again instead of insane. We must have energy independence again. Godly and great abortion-free America again. Wake up, America. I'll call y'all next time. Amen.
Amen. What's your take on that, Eric?
Yeah, no, look, I certainly agree. I certainly like to get back to when Trump was in office and they had gas prices were, what, $2.75 a gallon?
When Trump left office, gas was between $1.25 and $1.50 a gallon.
I thought it might have been a little bit more, but certainly wasn't anywhere close to what it is now, you know. And I think that whole initiative that Joe Biden had to, you know, transform America's economy into a green economy overnight, I just think it's backfiring. It's backfiring on him. And I think that's why you've seen the January 6th hearings night after night, because
they want you
to forget about the gas prices. They want you to focus on anything else except what's going on with gas prices, inflation, shortages. And this is all Biden's doing. But the mainstream media, they're giving him a huge pass on.
I didn't think Biden was that smart enough to do that. I think Hillary and Obama are pulling the strings in Soros.
Well, somebody is. But whoever's doing it, I certainly hope that they get voted out in the 2022 midterms.
We need conservatives. All of us conservatives, we got to volunteer and bring people to the polls, conservatives. And we also got to volunteer to be poll commissioners, poll watchers. I think they pay $200. Got to find out more about that. I'm going to look into that and mention that next week.
Okay, guys. Have a nice night.
Thank you. Call back next week. Okay, my fellow ultra mega deplorable Dregs of Society, a.k.a. Patriots. We have to go. See you next week on Holy and Patriotic Jambalaya with the Flaming Conservative. Goodbye. Half damaged by Hurricane Ida? Call Cypress Mitigation and Restoration, 3045 3rd Street, Lake Arthur, Louisiana. Restoring lives, homes, and businesses for when you have water, fire, mold, and storm damage. Contact owner and senior mitigation specialist, Jason Bland. That's 225-715-9581 or his office, 337-774-6533. Email Jason at cypressmitigation.com. 24-hour emergency service at Cypress Mitigation and Restoration. River Parish and Greater New Orleans area residents plan on moving to the North Shore? Well, make that important phone call to Michelle Cook with JP and Associate Realtors at 985-960-0347 cell phone or her office at 985-400-5739. Michelle Cook is not your ordinary realtor. She's also a stager, designer, and decorator too. So when you want to purchase that dream home on the North Shore, Call Michelle Cook at 985-960-0347. Email Michelle at michelletcook@gmail.com and visit her website, michelletcookla.com.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumain Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by...
Join me, BJ Rust, every weekday at 6 p.m. for the Something to Say radio show right here on WGSO 990 AM, New Orleans, Louisiana.